أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها ففتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. In the previous ayats we read, when all decisions will be made, judgments, and the people are going to Jahannam, will have gone to Jahannam, and with what humiliation and disgrace, and what azab there will be on them even before entering Jahannam. Yeah, as is the trend of the Quran Sharif right through, that way it will be discuss the people of Jahannam, it will discuss the people of Jannat also. Now yeah, after all judgment has been made on the day of Qiyamah, that groups that will be going to Jannat, Allah speaks about them and how they will be with great honor taken into Jannat. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. اور ہاں کے جائیں وہ لوگ جو ڈرتے رہے تھے اپنے رب سے جنت کو گروہ گروہ. And those people who had the fear of Allah, who had taqwa, and because of that they brought iman, they did righteous deeds, they saved themselves from jahannam, from gunas and from sins. Those people will go to Jannat also in groups. The people who have got more taqwa, more iman, will be the first groups to enter. And then stage by stage, according to the level of the people's iman and the amal on the day of Qiyamah, then various groups will enter Jannat in groups. They will be taken with great respect and honor. Like when we find some great personality coming, people are all around him, showing him the way, etc., and be with him, and they feel honorable to be with him. Like that, the malaika will feel this great honor to be with this people, and they will be guiding them, and they will be escorting them towards Jannat. Hatta idha ja'uha wafutihat abwabuha. Yahan tak ke jab pahunch jaye us par aur khole jaye uske darwaze. Until when they will reach Jannat, and the doors of Jannat will be open for them. We read for the people of Jahannam, when they will reach there, the doors of Jahannam will be closed, and then they will be opened after that. That is just like the jails of this world. When a prisoner is coming, though the warden, the guard knows they are coming, but the gates are kept closed. When they come, they check the paperwork, etc. Then they open the gates and they put him in, and after that they lock up. Like for the people of righteousness, when an honorable guest comes, the doors are open before time. And all red carpet treatment is done for the person. Like that for the people of Jannat, when they will reach Jannat, there won't be still opening of the doors. The doors will be wide open already. They will get great VIP and red carpet treatment even as they are going and entering Jannat. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. اور کہنے لگے ان کے داروغ اس کے سلام پہنچے تم پر. And the guards of Jannat, for people of Jahannam, they will rebuke them, that didn't a Nabi come? Why didn't you believe in him? But the guards of Jannat will say, peace upon you. Very well it is what you had done, and all types, and now you are entering Jannat, there will be peace as far as your body is concerned, as far as your mind and heart is concerned. You won't have any worry, any grief whatsoever. You won't have to worry about anything. You won't fear anything whatsoever. Tibtum, tum log pakiza ho. You purified yourself. You lived a life of purity and cleanliness. You stayed away from all haram and guna. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. So داخل ہو جا اس میں صدا رہنے کو. So now enter in Jannat and know that you will remain forever. You will never be taken out of Jannat. Never will death come upon you. Never will the ni'mats of Jannat diminish in any way. There are no seasons of fruits of summer and winter. There is no heat and cold. Just enter and enjoy, and forever and ever. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ. اور وہ بولے شکر اللہ کا جس نے سچا کیا ہم سے اپنا وعدہ. And then they will say all praise is due to Allah who has proven true his promise that he brought us here and he promised us if you bring iman, you stay away from sin and from the disobedience of Allah, you will get this great pleasures. And now they will see it with their eyes and they will just be all in praises of Allah. We went through a little bit of ordeal in the dunya. We didn't give vent to our lust and our desires. We did not commit guna. So today we can see what are the great results and Allah has given us all that what he had promised us. وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ اور وَارِثْ بَنَایَا هَمْكُ اِسْ زَمِينَ كَا. And Allah has made us the inheritors of this land, the land of Jannat. He has given it to us like a person gets something in inheritance. He didn't work for it. It's just a windfall that he gets. Like that the people will realize Jannat we got is just a windfall. What was our iman in any case? What was our amal? When they will see Jannat and the great beautiful enjoyments of Jannat, they will realize we hardly worked for this. Allah has been so kind that he has given us this great ni'mat. نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. Ghar lewe behesht mein se jahan chahe. And we can move around in Jannat and live wherever we want to. There won't be any problem of buying tickets, of getting visas, of worrying about bookings. You will just travel. And what superior transport there will be. What enjoyment. And Jannat will be so vast. Everyone's Jannat. And you'll have complete freedom. No restriction that you can't go here, you can't go there. Complete freedom. You can just go wherever you want to. فَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. So kya khub badla hai mehnat karne walo ka. So what a wonderful and beautiful reward for those people who made little effort in this dunya. And that effort was also by Allah's tawfiq. Iman is also by Allah's tawfiq. Amal is also by Allah's tawfiq. Just that inclination towards Allah, and a person will see what great enjoyments he will get in Jannat. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. اور تو دیکھے فرشتوں کو گھر رہے ہیں عرش کے گرد. And you will see the malaika without shoes on. They are making the tawaf of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Like here we make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif without our shoes on. And we are circumambulating the Kaaba all the time. There the people will see that the malaika are all the time around the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. They are making tawaf, they are circumambulating it. وَيُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. پاکی بولتے اپنے رب کے خوب یا. And what a beautiful scene. Yeah, also if we just sitting in the haram and we see all the people making tawaf, reading labbaik, reading duas, reading رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا etc. How enjoyment a person gets. There we will see the malaika making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. And they will be reading Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. That in itself would be such a great enjoyment and pleasure for the people of Jannat. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. اور فیصلہ ہوتا ہے ان میں انصاف کا. And decision and judgment of justice has been done. The malaika also will be happy. The people of Jannat also will be happy that justice has been done. We find that in this world also. If there was a case, somebody was murdered, somebody was robbed, and true justice was done, though the person suffered the consequences of the murder, but his family feels happy today justice was done. Or whenever somebody was robbed and the person was put in jail for so long, though he lost lot of money, he never recovered it, but he feels happy justice was done. Complete and true justice will only be done on the day of Qiyamah. And that true justice when it's done, that is a great ni'mat of its own also. And people will be so happy and everyone will be expressing their joy that justice was done today. That in the world we suffered various things. People taunted us on our namaz, on our beards. We were restricted from following Islam, but we persevered. Today justice has been done and the people will get their true rewards. Yeah, in this world if a person was murdered by justice, life won't come back to him. But in Jannat, life will come back. If your things were stolen in this world and justice has been done, a crook has been given punishment, but in most cases you don't get your money, your goods back again. But there complete justice, and everyone will be so happy that proper and even the people of Jahannam will admit that justice has been done and we deserve this punishment. And the final word, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. اور یہی بات کہتے ہیں سب, خوبی ہے اللہ کو جو رب ہے سارے جہاں کا. And everyone all around, all will be saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, who is the Lord of the entire universe. Yeah, so fortunate is that person who realizes this great praises of Allah and this great qualities of Allah. He is in Jannat in this world already. When that Jannat will come, it will be just a great addition, but he's already living in Jannat in this world. This is our beautiful Quran Sharif, how it started, that those people that Allah warned, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Turn to Him for and hope that He will forgive you. And then Allah brought us onto the day of Qiyamah, where judgment will be made. And after judgment, the groups of Jahannam will be going to Jahannam, and the groups of Jannat will have entered Jannat. It seems now we have reached the end. We have entered Jannat, and we are staying there forever. And this surah was Surah Zumar, that the groups of people that will be entering Jannat and Jahannam. But it's still not the end. We still got six suparas to go. And the next is Surah Mu'minun, which shows work on your iman. Your iman is going to take you to Jannat. Don't just be happy that I've got my passport, but to see whether you have got your visa also. Don't just go and book your ticket and you haven't got a passport also. So make sure your iman is intact also. So the next surah is Suratul Mu'minun. دعوانا للرحمن.